This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. Halftime of the Huskers game against the Buckeyes of Ohio State. And as we do each and every week, a chance to sit down with University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds to catch up on what's been happening across the university. Let's dive into it. What's on your mind this week?
Well, Greg, you know, I thought I would remind everyone that American Education Week is coming up this next week. And this really gives us all an opportunity to celebrate public education. We have nearly 315,000 K-12 students here in Nebraska, counting preschool, and almost 23,000 public school teachers who are educating them. So I'd really just like to take a minute to honor the teachers who make a difference every day in ensuring that every single child in Nebraska receives a quality education. And I for one, am really proud to say that I am a lifelong educator. My wife is a former public school educator from our days back south, and she currently serves on the board of the Foundation for Lincoln Public Schools. My children attend one of the public high schools in Lincoln. The connection for me is really personal, and I'm just truly thankful for our wonderful public school teachers in Lincoln and across the great state of Nebraska. Now, the fact of the matter is that our great public schools from kindergarten all the way up to college are something that sets our country apart from the rest of the world. The fact that all young people, all boys and girls, have a basic right to a quality education and that America considers that a public responsibility is really just incredible.
Tell us more about public education here in the state.
Well, our state is the perfect example of a strong, healthy, productive public education system. We have great public schools in Nebraska. They provide accessible, quality education. And there's one thing that's clear about Nebraskans. They believe in, they're proud of, they support, and they invest in their public schools.
I've heard you say this before, that not every kid has the same head start.
That's right. And, you know, I've seen children do well, and I've seen children struggle. And what it comes down to is, did these young people get a head start in the early stages of life? Did they get the education and the services that they needed to be successful? The first 8 years of life is such a critical time, because what happens during that period of time really has an outcome on future success. And I always say in speeches that the first day of preschool is really the first day of college. And so providing the right educational environment early in life is absolutely key to their success.
Sounds like we really need to focus on starting kids out the right way.
Yeah, exactly. So kindergartners, when children aren't ready to enter kindergarten, they are less likely to be reading on grade level by the end of the third grade. If they can't read proficiently by the end of the third grade, they are likely to not be ready for middle school. That means they're going to drop out of high school. And frankly, if you can't read by the end of third grade proficiently, you're exponentially more likely to drop out of school, and you're exponentially more likely to go to prison. So it's a future workforce issue. It's important that we get it right. Our ability to grow and support a skilled early childhood workforce in Nebraska is going to directly impact the future competitiveness and well-being of our state. So the stakes are high, and it's important that we ensure that our youngest, most vulnerable citizens get the right start in life. I think we should also note that we have lots of resources across the university focused on this challenge. In fact, one of our university-wide institutes, the Buffett Early Childhood Institute, is celebrating its fifth year under the leadership of early childhood expert Dr. Sam Mizell, and he and his team are really working hard to make certain that Nebraska is the best state in the country to be a baby.
Let's talk then about how the University of Nebraska educates the teachers, those who teach our kids, grandkids, neighbors.
Sure. I don't think it's a coincidence that some of Nebraska's finest educators have a connection to the university. The chances are that if you're a K-12 student in our state, your teacher or principal or superintendent was probably educated at the University of Nebraska. As just one example, two out of every three educators in Omaha metro area hold a UNO degree. And then another one would be that nearly half of all the new teachers hired by Lincoln Public Schools have an NU degree. So when you think about the ways that the university touches the lives of Nebraskans, you may not think of all the elementary, middle, high school teachers that we educate, We absolutely play a vital role in educating the next generation of educators, whether it's in urban environments or rural environments. And teachers are an enormously important part of our workforce.
Sounds like the teachers coming from the university make a real impact on our state's workforce and the economy.
Absolutely. So the work being done at our three colleges of education in Kearney, Lincoln, and Omaha has a ripple effect because those newly minted teachers then help Nebraska's youngest citizens learn and grow and get them prepared to attend college. That's just one of so many ways that we impact Nebraskans each and every day.
Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Well, at the end of the day, public universities like the University of Nebraska were founded so that the sons and daughters of factory workers and farmers and ranchers and police officers, everyone in Nebraska who wants a degree could obtain their education. Public education in general, whether at the K-12 level or at the university level, is based on openness and accessibility, and that's a mission that I'm really proud of at the University of Nebraska.
Good message today. A lot of folks out there are certainly part of the education system. Great to see you. We'll see you back in Lincoln next week.
Sounds good. Go Big Red.
Big Bounds with us here at halftime. We've got more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.